county guys, but we just, in the past, and I'm just as much blame as anybody else, but we can't go home and watch a football game come next month. We're going to have to sit there and discuss some of this stuff.
Bob, do you have them drafts or we can review them? You said you had two options.
I do, honestly.
Can you get that out in the mail or get it to us, all of us, somehow?
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely get everybody.
Be a starting place. We could, I mean, that way give us a chance to look at it and highlight stuff and be ready for February's meeting.
Yeah, we're going to have concepts and
stuff on this.
And you will have concepts next week. And so you'll have concepts
next week.
So that February meeting's going to be pretty busy, the first one.
Well, on next week's agenda, the old and new business is possible vote proposed by the rental code amendments.
And I put it on there as possible. I didn't want to put the Planning Commission on the spot, but
if I remember things correctly, we have the ability to have special meetings on this to do things like that if we need the extra meetings. We've done it in the past, I suppose. It doesn't change that much. And we can have a meeting where if we have too much on the agenda where it, you know, I don't want to go like over Forsyth Gym till 2 o'clock in the morning and listen to Pete Ray, but we do have the ability to, if you know, if you can get people here and get it, it's a good thing to talk about.
I don't feel like we need to hear anything that's already been in a covenant.
I think the consensus is we're doing fairly well the way it is.
It's only those that are not established.
Right.
I think that's the only time we ever need to
hear
it.
I think
it should be staff. You're responsible for that. That you should have the authority to make that decision. If it says in the covenants, yes, they can do it. If there's a question, of course, bring it before the board. But maybe some of these don't need to be heard.
But you make it, in other words, if we come up with changes and everything, then it has to go through the public hearing process again before it goes to the commission.
But that's a separate matter. What we're talking about is the nightly rental programs. If it's in a program that's okay in the area, we need to just, Bob needs to say, yes, this is okay in this area. But Branson Creek's a different deal because it's too vague about what is okay and what is not there. I mean, every one of those is going to have to come before us. Looks to me like.
Looks like that's all of next week then.
Well, there's several, but that may be all, not
that's
all.
Just a few of them. I'd say they'll be.
Well, there's 19.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the majority.
It's the majority, but there's still there's a few out there going to wait and see what everybody else does, I'm sure.
Yes.
If it fails for them, they're not even going to pursue it.
The other thing I think we need to address is approving the concepts for someone that is not on the deed of record. I think, in my opinion, we need to stop that process. It needs to be.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
That comes in. Exactly.
We went through that years ago when they was trying to get land zoned commercial for real estate purposes only. We went through a bunch of that for a long time, and all they were doing was. The thing about it is, and there it comes down, and it comes down to Mr. Pennell's on these, especially on nightly rentals. If they make their property nightly rental, they should be paying a business rate.
I agree.
Year round.
Year round.
They should be just like a motel.
That's another proposal. It's going to take some time to work all that out.
Or use, and you change it, which it changes the use in the code. If you read the code that the team's adopted, it says that you have to do these things, and it turns it into a commercial property. Therefore, you must pay tax.
If you're collecting sales tax, you're a commercial business.
That's why so many of them are running illegal now, so they don't have to pay the higher rate of taxes.
Sure. But here we go again. We have no enforcement.
There you go. Chuck, can you get all them rounded up? Not likely.
Could I give you a thought?
Sure.
Sure.
Come up here, buddy.
Where we can hear you.
Where we can hear you. Some of us is getting old.
Huh?
In my experience as a commissioner, we talked about traditional zoning before Bob was here. And I fought it for a number of years. And I can remember the night, and it wasn't very comfortable that the chairman, I think he was a chairman, Anyway, he chewed me up and spit me out because I would not support traditional zoning. And I stood there for 3 or 4 years, or however how long. Before I left commission, I made up my mind, don't ask me to explain it because it was a long process, but I think that's where you got to go. And when Dave said something a minute ago, he'd look at it and maybe he'd go with it. And that's what kind of stirred me to say something. My thought is that, and listening to the conversation about it going to the prosecutor and then it just gets tied up, a countersuit comes along, whatever. My thought is, it sounds like you're going to have a battle. I mean, you're already in battles. I shouldn't say that. You're already in battles. And if I'm not mistaken, my guess is, let me say it that way, my guess is you're going to lose. You're going to come to the place that other counties have, and the attorney's going to say it's performance zoning. You can't do that, and they're going to throw you out. Now, I'm just guessing. You know I'm no attorney. But if you're seriously, this is just a thought I had, if you're seriously willing to look at traditional zoning, and we've been battling this for years. I started in 03, and they were talking about when I started in 03. And I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I said, it's the traditional is no better than the performance is no better than the traditional. But after going through it and looking at it, and you get beat in court, and you go to Stone County's way, and you get thrown out, and all of that jazz, I don't know. As you know, I'm no hot rod on it. But just if you're serious about looking at what Bob's got, that was a question, if I may ask Bob a question. Is, in your experience, if they don't go to traditional, do you think will that be the thing? Will they get thrown out? Do they have anything to stand on if they stay with performance, you think, on this nightly rental thing?
I mean, I honestly don't know. I mean,
that is hard.
It is.
Okay.
The attorneys
feel
that they have a defendable position. I will tell you, I think the primary reason we continue to be challenged is because I think you're correct. I think there is a belief on the other side that it is a challengeable regulation or a challengeable form of zoning. And so I think that's why we repeatedly are being challenged.
I agree with that.
Now, at some point fairly soon, we'll have a decision from the Court of Appeals, and that will likely be a final decision. The Supreme Court only hears a certain percentage of cases. I'm the type of person, I'm a planner by nature, and so I really have wanted to get ahead of that decision. And that's really my intent for drafting the regulations.
Do you have any sense what to expect with the decision?
I don't. I mean, honestly.
Why should they overturn the decision?
I don't know, just what's in the back of my mind is this issue of performance zoning has just kept coming up. I think Christian County had it right, and your comments, Doug, were, I mean, we don't use what, and somebody, a good attorney comes along, and it's done. And you do need, I don't like any more enforcement than we got to have, but there is a time for some kind of, we need some regulation someplace. And you get into traditional